I'm Holly.
I'm Lewis.
Got Theo, who will be 3, from Jasper, who's just turned 1. Being pregnant, like, such a nerve-wracking experience because you're trying to keep this baby safe. But we were excited, weren't we?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. Obviously, it's fear of the unknown.
Yeah. I don't think the nerves kicked in until...
Until your water's broke.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh. And then Theo was... And you were like so scared because he was so tiny, and like, I don't want to break his arm. Yeah, everyone always you say to us, he's such a happy baby.
Yeah.
Really smiley baby was.
Yeah, which is, it's easy for someone who doesn't have
so. Yeah. He was very, but he had some lung finding. I've been taken to the doctors for about a week, haven't I?
Yeah.
Like, back and forth because it wasn't right about him. Where to the memorial room. And I just like put my hand in, just like, as you do. He was really hot. He wasn't really with it, was he?
A bit zonked out.
His eyes are really glazed, and he didn't want his milk, which was really unlike Theo. And so that's when we thought something was wrong. So we rang 111, and they said they're going to send an ambulance. They were like, "Don't panic, that's what we do." And then we spent the whole day in Halifax Hospital. But then they told us he was fine. They said he's got a viral infection. Take him home, give him Calpol. He'll get over it. I think it was like 2 in the morning. I just said to him, like, something's not right with him. He was really, really hot again. He wasn't eating, wouldn't take anything. And that's when we were like, we've got to go back to the hospital. So we ran 111 again. They sent an ambulance to us. Don't think they really did take it too serious. And we're young and like, we were being over dramatic for time parents.
It was a different doctor. All that was dealing with us says, how long is he need this come for?
Since we came in, yeah, like we said, that's one of the reasons we brought him in. He didn't look right, yeah, and then it was what?
Yeah.
Did you remember them saying to me, "We're going to take his blood now," and I was like, "Was it going to hurt him?" And they were like, "If he cries, that's a good thing. At least we know he's aware." And they took his blood, and he just didn't make a noise. He didn't move. He didn't even flinch. And I think then I was then in panic mode, thinking, "Well, something's not right." He came back, and they said it was meningitis. Still at that point, don't think we realise the seriousness of it because they seem to have it all under control. They give you antibiotics and they're monitoring him. But then on day 4 or 5, he had a seizure.
Shot him in seizures, didn't he?
Like the emergency button was running, everyone came charging and they were like,
just get out of the way,
which was obviously he didn't want to leave him because he didn't know what was going on. But then they moved us into high pendency. They just kept saying to us, didn't they? Like, he's just not doing what we would expect him to do. His body's not, if the infection's not going, he's not working. And then from that point, he'd have a really good day.
Yeah.
And then he'd have an awful night. I think we were on day 15. He'd had a really, really good day, hadn't he?
Yeah.
He'd like giggled the first time. And then he was like, from early hours of the morning, we were in the room, weren't we? And we were looking at him like, something's not right. He just sort of went funny in the face. We rang the buzzer and they came over and then, yeah, he just went into like his biggest seizure that he'd had and it was 2 hours long. They basically wanted to put him into a coma so that his body had time to just rest and recover from it. So they brought everything in, the machine to breathe for him, and that was horrible.
Luckily, well, 2 or 3 minutes before they were going to call it and make the decision. He just came out of it, didn't he?
Yeah, he just stopped. But you also feel a lot of guilt because, like, you're meant to protect them and you can't protect them because you don't know what to do to protect them. And we went, like, 2, nearly 3 weeks up, you know, pick him up. He was covered in wires and he was just constantly having something pumped into him. So he was wired up.
He literally ran out of vein in his hand.
Yeah, you just have no veins. You couldn't even see them, could you? That was just horrible because when he was awake and they were doing it, he didn't like it, which he wasn't going to. There was not like a positive to it. Like there wasn't like something that you could look onto and be like, oh, okay, he's like looking bad. That didn't mean anything at that time. And I think it was just, we were just going hour by hour, weren't we? Joe.
Well, thank you.
I spent the first probably 17 days I didn't leave the room. To shower and that was it. Everyone says sleep for mostly, but it's obviously loud.
Where's it? Where shifts?
Yeah. They come in every couple of hours to check, do his observations.
Yeah.
you don't get that, like, sleep. So then you don't think.
It's not hard to visit.
She put in, say, 15 or 16. They did a temperature and it come down from there.
Yeah.
It still wasn't where they wanted it, but it was like a good sign that the temperature was dipping.
It was starting to kick.
Yeah.
He was just a lot more, you know, he just looked a lot more like fear.
And then they let me hold him. And I think that was point of like, I feel like we probably are out of the worst now.
The best part was when they said, you know, you can go out for the day.
That was like a good and a bad thing though for me, because like hospital, it was all we knew. We spent,
like a security blanket, wasn't it?
Yeah, like we spent a month in there. So for them to then say, you can go home, and was just like, I was obviously really happy, but I was also like,
anxious.
Yeah, really anxious. Like he stayed in our room. Teams like 9 months old, I didn't want him to leave. I'd check his temperature all through. Anything that looked a bit different, I just went into panic mode. We didn't enjoy him. We wanted him to grow up really quickly. We wanted to make sure he was meeting all his milestones. We wanted to. It was just sort of like we wanted him to do everything and just to make sure that he was okay and also there was no lasting effects. I think that was a big thing. Wasn't it? From what we've been told, he's very lucky to have no lasting effects. Considering how poorly he was and how long he was poorly for.
Yeah.
So we had the whole of 2019. We were, no meningitis was involved in our life, wasn't it?
Meningitis free.
Yeah, meningitis free for 2019. And just came on in 2020. Everyone kept saying to us, like, you've got to be careful because he's probably going to be really jealous, but he just wasn't, was he?
No, it was very good.
When we brought him in, he sat on the sofa and wanted to cuddle him more.
Yeah.
He was just a bit boisterous. I think he thought he was a toy.
Yeah.
Jasper was guzzle belly, wasn't he?
He eats and drinks everything.
Yeah. He'd refused his milk all day. I couldn't get him to drink, but it was really odd. And he was really sleepy. He spent a lot of the day sleeping, which again wasn't really like Jasper at all. She was a bit in the thought something's not right. But I went to the doctor and she gave me a letter and said, you need to go to hospital. And then I asked her, do you think it's meningitis? And she was like, I can't say that, I'm not sure. And then she was like, I'm really sorry that you're going through this again. And then I think it hit me and I was like, she just knows things not right.
Yeah.
Then it was all go, go, go. When we got there with Jasper, the nurses were amazed. Some of them remembered us from the
same
doctor. It was like the worst facial for you
could have. Yeah.
They took him and said, we need to do a jab. I couldn't go.
No, I
wrote saying Theo do it. And I do regret not going with him, but just in one do it. You don't want to see another one go through it. He was on antibiotics for 12 hours. And they took him off it and said that they don't need the antibiotics for the viral. And basically they just wanted to monitor him to make sure the temperature was coming down. And so with Jasper, it was just sort of a waiting game to see what he did and how he acted. He had to just do it himself. Jasper was in there for
4 days,
and where Theo was in there for basically a month. Theo wondered where we were, didn't he? Like he did keep asking, like, he was like, where's mommy? Where's baby? He was kept entertained here. He had all his toys. And so for him, it was just like, he was getting all the attention. So he was probably like, oh, it's quite nice that the baby's gone away for a little bit. Best friend.
They're brilliant.
They obviously argue. They got on the same toy at the same time. Even though it was so hard and it was the worst thing, and we still live with it now, and that I think sometimes I'm a bit worse than you. You're very good at, like, Lewis is very good at thinking on the positive side that, like, they're fine. Whereas I find it hard. I
think the worst all the time.
Like, I just panic. Like, I worry about them all the time. I always just think to you, like, God, what if the next baby has it? You just think, because you've done it once, it's not going to happen twice.
What's, you know, anybody's lifetime?
Yeah, definitely. I just feel guilty that they both had it and we're meant to protect them.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like we didn't protect them. And I was doing my research of what was going to happen, what was going on. And I found meningitis now. I reached out to them, just wanted some answers, someone to tell me that I wasn't going crazy. And they were amazing.
You know, if your child, your child's not being your child in there.
Yeah, and I think if the students, the doctors, and they're like, oh, they're fine, you still don't think they're open.
Just don't. Keep pushing.
Keep pushing and keep taking them, and you know your child better than anyone. Like, if we had left Theo, he probably wouldn't be here with us today.